It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May's show is here with topics you like. Out in the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
A-M-B-E-R-M-A-Y. That's fly. A-M-B-E-R-M-A-Y. That's why.
Time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May's show is here with topics you like. Out in the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot. It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May's show is here with topics you like. Out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Thank you for tuning in today to the Amber May Show. I'm Amber May, and I'm particularly grateful that you tuned in today, seeing how this is the last broadcast of the Amber May Show. And so I hope you will continue to follow me on my website, AmberMayShow.com. And today I am again opening the phone lines. I really hope you'll call in today. At least wish me good luck or say you appreciate the program or share something on your heart. Basically, whatever you want to talk about, I'm opening the phone lines today. And I would be so blessed and honored if you guys would call in. The phone number is 602-296-3632. That's 602-296-3632. 3632, and I'm hoping today I won't cry like I did last time, but I do have Kleenex in case that happens. Last time I didn't have it and wasn't pretty, so I am prepared. I've been kind of moved today on the show. I just kind of been in a bunch of emotions today. I've been happy and I've been sad, and I'm particularly sad because a good friend of mine, a pastor, Pastor Von Pruitt, I just found out died last week on Father's Day, so he's with the Lord today. So I'm kind of down from that news, as well as saying goodbye to my listening audience here on KXXT 1010. And I hope I can come back again. I'm believing that God will bring me back again. But if not, then that's okay too. So the phone number is 602-296-3632. This is the last broadcast of the Amber May Show. And I am so grateful because Ralph decided to call in. So thank you so much, Ralph, for calling in, and I hope others will do the same, because I want to hear from my listening audience. It would be a nice send-off if you would call in. Like, I know I had a great email from Kevin last week, and it would be nice if you called in, too, so thank you for that email. But, Ralph, thank you for calling in today.
Well, you're welcome. And, you know, I was I had the radio down when I was calling in, and I didn't hear what that second piece of news was.
Oh,
upset about.
Yeah, I'm really sad because some of you guys may have known Pastor Von Pruitt. He's been on our station before with different programs, and a dynamic pastor. This man was a mover and a shaker, and he had a church in South Phoenix, and he was doing a lot more than a lot of pastors do with, and he had a small congregation. So I'm saddened by that just because I just found out today he's gone, so... It's a double whammy for me. Losing something I really enjoyed doing and then losing a good friend is never a good combination.
So you're saying he passed?
He did. He's in heaven with God. And, I mean, that's happy news. Someday I'll see him again, but it's sad right now.
Yeah, it's sad. We got a promotion, so we just have to go with that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to wish you luck, but I am going to, because I don't believe in luck, but I do hope you experience the favor of God in your life, and that you have good success in your endeavors, and that you experience prosperity. But also, I'm wondering, you know, I myself would like to donate some money, but I haven't been working a whole lot.
Right.
If people did call in and donate money, could you stay on week from week? Is that the way it works anyways, week to week?
Typically, it's till further notice. You know, you let them know if you run out of money, and I've gone 2 months, and this will be my second month, and I don't have any more money, so I have a nice radio bill I got to pay off, and before I got myself into a large sum of debt, I decided to pull the plug on, and if people were able to donate, it would help. Or if they use my website, I just opened an online store to try and see if I can get some extra revenue, because the money, I work here at the station, and the money I get from my everyday 9-to-5 job all of that has to go to bills. So I was doing extra things, you know, to make some money on the side to keep my radio program going. And by the grace of God, these extra things I was doing really helped and was able to keep me on for a year and a half. But now I don't know if it's the economy or what's going on, but the funds aren't there anymore. So, because radio is expensive, and my pay, I'm like everyone else, paycheck to paycheck, and I'm really sad that now it's had to come to like pull back on the radio program. But it would help if I had some donations, but I guess it's the times we're living in. No one has been able to help financially, so I guess that's where we're at. But yeah. I have discounts on my website. I'm trying to hope to help people out with purchasing to help them ease their wallet, and then I have my online store, so if people need to purchase anything, I hope they will check that out first before they like go to Kmart or Walmart or something, just so I can still continue and maybe come back, you know?
Sure, yeah. Well, myself, I mean, I listened, like today, I got in my truck, I turned it on, and you were just coming on the air. And a lot of times, I might be doing a job, and I don't hear you. Maybe I'll hear the last 5 minutes, or, you know, I might miss you a week, and then the next week I would hear you. And I got used to, you know, I enjoyed listening to the show. So I want to say, you know, for the last year I've been struggling. I went for probably a year and a half after the economy got bad, and it never even affected me. And then about a year ago, it just started going down the tubes quick. However, I've taken some measures, you know, bought more Yellow Pages ads, and my business is starting to pick up. So, you know, I think the economy's turning around. The people I talk to, everybody says, well, it's, you know, it's still bad, but it's better than it was. So
let me give you a chance to have a commercial break on my show, since this is my last show, and I'd like to help you, since you've been a blessing to me, Ralph. We've talked a little bit. You've actually caught me working on some other shows, and it was a blessing, truly. The first time I talked to you, you really gave me encouragement, and thank you for calling in, because I don't often hear from my radio listeners. And if you want to call in, it's 602-296-3632. Ralph, you've really encouraged my heart tremendously hearing from you and hearing the feedback, because I do this every week. I spend hours, and it's not just a half hour I put into the show. I spend hours putting into the show to hopefully give some person, somebody, some encouragement. So what is it that you do, and how can people contact you?
Well, I have a rooter business.
Okay.
And it's a sewer and drain cleaning, and you can reach me, Ralph the Rooter Guy, at 602-647-5587.
What's that number again?
What's that?
What's the number again?
602-647-5587.
So I hope someone will call you, because we should help each other out. If we're believers in Christ, why not help each other out? So if any of you guys need any help rootering, any plumbing, give Frank or Ralph a call.
Well, thank you. And really, seriously, God bless you. And you've been a pleasure to listen to. And I'm believing you're going to come back on. It's obvious that your heart is in it. I don't know, maybe God could be moving you on to something else, but it seems like your heart's really in it. So, you know, somebody told me once that the roots grow deeper because of the harsh wind. So, you know, your faith could be being tested, and I believe you're going to pop back.
I hope so. I don't know what this is right now that I'm going through. I don't know if it's just to see where my faith is. I don't know if it's the, you know, like you said, maybe a test. I don't know if he has something bigger for me. So I don't know. And I'm kind of confused, and I'm kind of like, wow, I didn't expect this. I really didn't, because every month by faith, I've been by faith every month for a year and a half, and every month God has provided. And so from the last month to this month, nothing. I'm like, okay, what's going on here?
I know exactly what you're talking about. That's what happened to me last summer. It was like 13 years in a row. I was as busy as a one-arm paper hanger, and then all of a sudden, week after week, it just got slower and slower and slower until it was literally nothing. So, you know, I know where you're coming from, but, you know,
Frank, if you give me your information and email it, I will put it on my website. Or I keep calling you Frank. You're not Frank. You're Ralph. Why do I have a Frank? Frank Clemente was on earlier. I think that's why. What it is. If you email me at, and you can find me on the web, amber@ambermayshow.com, or write me P.O. Box 86474, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. I will put your information on my website and hopefully drive a little bit of more customers to you.
Well, God bless you. And I'm gonna hang up so you can get more listeners, but you're a blessing. And, God never promised us a life with no difficulties. He just promised he'd be with us through the difficulties. So, hang in there.
Thank you very much.
I will say continually, let the Lord be magnified, who have pleasure in the prosperity of his servant.
Absolutely.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye. That was a tremendous blessing. Thank you, Ralph, for calling in. And I hope that some of my other listeners will call in and share, what's on their heart and if they've enjoyed the program and give me a good farewell. That would mean a lot to me. So, again, the call-in number, excuse me, is 602-296-36. I'm kind of choking up here. 602-296-3632. Just to kind of go over a brief overview of some of the programs that you might have heard on the radio. I did a whole series on relationships, and I talked about standards we should have in dating relationships, and I talked about temptations that we all can fall into. And I also talked about what it means to be a good wife and a good husband. And this is coming from someone who doesn't have counseling experience. But like I said, I stand before God and I ask him, what am I going to talk about? And I amaze myself because I can't come up with this on my own. I promise you I can't. Because I will sit there sometimes thinking, what am I going to talk about? And until God inspires me to bring a message, I am really blanked out. And when he had me do the show on Good Wife and Good Husband, I was kind of surprised because I was kind of hard on the women. And I was like, wow, I guess God really wanted to speak to the women on that program to let them know that we have to be mindful and respectful in public to our husbands, because if we don't, other people won't be respectful to them, because everyone looks to the wife to see if her husband's worth honoring or respecting. And I learned during that program that I did, and I read Proverbs 31, I believe it talks about a noble woman. There are certain scriptures that just kind of pop out at me, and I really talked about that. And just as I'm writing, it's kind of like the Spirit of God just came upon me. I just start writing and writing and writing and writing, and pretty soon I'm like, wow, I came up with a whole program. So you might want to check that out on my website. Go to visit my podcast page. I also talked about homosexuality, and I talked to Jeff Johnston from Focus on the Family. He was a man who struggled, a Christian man, but struggled with same-sex attraction. He explained that there's certain things that happened in his life that led him down that path. He informed us it's not something that we're born with, but it's a way we've programmed our mind through a course of events that have happened. And it's not that he desired to do that, but that was, he didn't want to have the same-sex attractions, but he did. And so he talked about how he struggled with that and how he overcame it and what he's doing to help others with that attraction. And there's hope for change. If you're one that wants to have a regular family life with a wife and a husband and children, he can help you. And if you want to check out that show, it's also on my podcast page. And you have to scroll down because these are some of the shows I've talked about in the past. And then we went through a series on Daniel. And it's just like I would hear everywhere I would go is Daniel, 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 Daniel. I'm like, okay, God, I get it. You want me to do Daniel? And so I did the first 6 chapters of Daniel, and then I didn't feel led to do any more. And I decided to put a radio theater aspect to it. And then as I'm doing it, these lessons started coming to my heart and mind. And before I knew it, I was like, wow, this is pretty powerful. Things I never pulled out of Daniel before to apply to my life that I was able to pull out of Daniel to apply to my life. And I'm hoping that that applied to you as well. please give me a call today. This is my last broadcast. It's 602-296-3632. I would really love for you to give me a nice send-off. And right now, we're going to take a small break. I'm going to do a little bit more recap of things we've talked about on the Amber May Show. But we'll be right back.
Don't go away. Amber May will be right back.
If you are in the market for shoes or apparel, check out eastbay.com and save 15% off your order when you use the code AFAMBER1 at checkout. That's A as in Adam, F as in Frank, AMBER1 at checkout. Or 20% off, $75 or more, when you use the code AFAMBER2 at checkout. That's A as in Adam, F as in Frank, AMBER2, again at checkout.
If you're looking to create a website, then look no further. I have partnered up with GoDaddy.com to get you a discount on hosting domain names, as well as other products or services. GoDaddy is the world's largest domain name registrar, and GoDaddy delivers the highest quality customer service by listening to their customers. Receive 20% off your hosting when you use promo code AMS20H. You can also receive .com domain names for $7.49 when you use the promo code AMS3. To find more discounts for GoDaddy.com, please visit my website, AmberMayShow.com. Remember, for 20% off your hosting, use promo code AMS20H or AMS3 to receive .com domain names for only $7.49.
You are listening to The Amber May Show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in today to the Amber May Show. I'm Amber May, and I'm kind of sad this is my last broadcast of the day. And, you know, I'm kind of surprised I'm not completely choking up right now. A lot of sad things happened to me today, but by the grace of God, He's allowed me to go through. I prayed a lot today. I'm like, God, I don't want to cry like I did last time and, you know, get the message across that you want to send across. So, I'd really appreciate hearing from you. So if you would like to call in, wish me good, well, maybe luck's not the right term, but wish me well, send me on my way, or let me know how you feel about the broadcast, or if you have anything on your mind, you just want to get out to the masses, now is your time. And the number 602-296-3632. 602-296-3632. It was such a blessing to hear from Ralph. I want to thank all my callers who called in last week. I had a lady call me after the program, which was a tremendous blessing to me. It encouraged me, and I once again thank Kevin for that email. I definitely appreciated it. But I wanted to let you know one thing, that if you have a website or want to get a website, right now is your time to get a domain name, because the price of domain names are increasing, and that begins July 1st. So please, if you want to re-register, you want to keep your price right now for next year, re-register your domain name. You can use my coupons that are on my website, because you can avoid these increases by renewing your .com or .net and the names today with your GoDaddy coupons that I just mentioned. Not only will you avoid the higher cost being paid after July 1st, but you'll also save an additional 30% on .com domain names and 10 to 16% on .net domains. You can register, renew, or transfer a .com domain name for only $7.49 if you act right now. So I just want to send that savings on to you. But I really enjoy doing the whole book of Daniel. Well, not the whole book, the first six chapters of Daniel. I learned a lot out of it. I hope you did too. I hope you enjoyed the programs that I did with the radio theater. And I know we just had an Easter one a few months ago. I hope you caught that. If you didn't catch it, it's on my website. And then after Daniel, I was like, revival. Everywhere I went, revival, revival, revival. And I'm blessed to be working here, because I noticed that the Spirit of God really is moving with the clergy. Because most of the time when I'm board hopping a program for different pastors that come on, it seems like the main theme is the same for the most part. And I've been blessed, because then I get that confirmation and know, okay, this is what God does want us to talk about, because this pastor and that pastor and that pastor is also preaching about the same thing. So I talked about revival in the book of Acts, and I went into a few chapters of that. I'd said Revival 1 and 2 because Acts is the perfect place to go when you want to talk about revival because hundreds of people got saved in one single setting. So I thought that was an appropriate place to go. And if you want to hear that show, again, it's my website, AmberMayShow.com. You can also email me there, and you can write me at P.O. Box 86474, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. And then I was blessed to have this program because there are certain people I would never have been able to talk to if it wasn't for having a radio program. And for instance, I was able to talk to a congressman. How often do you and I get one whole hour to speak with a congressman? I only was able to play half of the interview that I had with Congressman Trent Franks. He's a wonderful man of God, and he's happened to be my congressman. And I was so blessed to be able to talk to him and share things that were on my heart, and also for him to give us an inside scoop of what our government was doing. And so that was a tremendous blessing. I totally felt cool when I did that program. Because, again, if I didn't have this program, I wouldn't have been able to do half the stuff or talk to half the people that I've been able to do. And it was all by the grace of God. You think I knew these people? I didn't know these people. But what I did is I just tried. I tried to contact these people, and God actually opened doors. And these people were very generous to me. Do we have a phone call? Okay. That's fine. She doesn't have to go. But I will get to you as soon as the broadcast is over. And thank you for calling. And if you want to call and wish me well, please do so. It would make my life and me so happy today if I could have another caller call in and let me know what they thought about the broadcast or if they have anything on their heart. 602-296-3632. And then I hate to admit it, but I haven't read every single book of the Bible. I'm trying to get to every single book of the Bible. And I was reading the Old Testament. Like, I was picking out some of the books that I hadn't got to. And I came across Ezra. I've read Esther. I love Esther. I came across Ezra, and it was just the last section of Ezra that really popped out to me. And basically, when I read that book, I was seeing parallels between America and Israel and the things that God has done for us and the things God has done for Israel. And during that time, God brought his people out of captivity and into their land that he once gave them. And then it makes me think, because Babylon was the power at the time, and it would have been impossible for Israel to just defeat Babylon by themselves. But God softened the king's heart and allowed them to leave Babylon and go back to the Holy Land. And not only that, but many of the leaders helped build the temple back. So it was an amazing story. And I'm looking at how our country was first built, and we could never have defeated England, the world power at the time, without the grace of God. And he gave us a place that we can worship him freely here. And we don't want to take that for granted. And right now our country's in turmoil. And I've been praying that God raises up godly leaders in our country. And it needs you and I to step up to the plate, because I have an article, and I might do this on my podcast. I was thinking I would get to it today, but the case against marriage, courtesy of Newsweek, it's basically saying that marriage is on the attack. And they say one essential task for the Christian church is to rebuild and maintain a marriage culture, even when marriage itself no longer makes sense to so many around us. So we should not take our country for granted, because God gave us this place to worship him freely. And we need to also proclaim what God has done for us, because it's kind of sad that a lot of missionaries are coming to the United States now to minister to us versus us sending the missionaries to minister to others. So it was interesting. So you might want to go back to Ezra and look at that. And many of you know Stephen St. John from Prison Radio Outreach. I was able to talk to him and see about his background and how he got involved with that. But not only that, I was one of the lucky radio show hosts to actually have God the Father come in the studio and talk about how much he cares for us. He had a special message that he wanted to bring out, and I couldn't have given it any better than him himself. And if you want to check out that show about when God came to the station and did a program with me, I had chills. I had chills on my spine. It's called Inner Healing, and I don't see how any of us can be healed any more than when God loves us. And that show has gone all over the world, and I'm so blessed to have the internet because the podcast started me on the radio program. So I did the podcast first, and then just the station manager at the time wanted me to come on the radio. I said, if God gives me funds, I'll do it. He gave me funds for a year and a half. I've enjoyed every second of it. I've enjoyed blessing you guys. I've enjoyed getting the feedback you've given me. You don't understand how much joy that gives me to know that you guys heard and it meant something to you. We talked about forgiveness, and I'd like you to look at that show with Dr. Charles Johnson. That one meant a lot to me, and I kind of got chills there too because the Holy Spirit was really in the studio when me and Dr. Johnson was talking about forgiveness, and it kind of got a little bit emotional. You might not hear it, but I could see both of us kind of choking back the tears a little bit talking about that program. So if you missed that one, check that out on my website. As well, if you missed the True Meaning of Easter, the radio theater program of Easter, you want to check that out. Remember, thank you for listening to me for this last year and a half. Please keep checking my website, AmberMayShow.com. Write me, P.O. Box 86474, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. It's P.O. Box 86474, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. I'm going to miss you guys. I'm going to miss this time together. So I hope you will continue to pray for me. I hope to be back on the air soon. It feels kind of funny. Next week, I'm not going to be on. So I'm really sad, but I could really use your prayers, and it would mean a lot to me. And write me or email me. I'd love to hear from you. And like I always say, instead of thinking about number one yourself, think about someone else number two. Because eventually, number two will look out for you. Take care. I'm going to miss you guys.